Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Like us.
We're quite needy.
And comment on everything we post on Facebook.
Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire.
Now get off Facebook
and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Friday. Ow. It's Friday. Todd is still out of town. Probably back Monday on the show with us. I want to thank all the guys for getting up early and hanging out all week with me. It's lonely in here. I was sitting here by myself for about a half hour because nobody walked in the studio yet, and Craig was still in his office and you guys hadn't shown up yet, and Puss is in the other room, you know, like he always is, or we're just getting coffee, and I'm thinking, this is boring, man. Yeah. Nobody here, man. I used to be a jock, play tunes, but if you sat here by yourself, you got bored then. I was going to come live and talk to myself. How you doing, man?
Yeah, there's a guy down the hall that does that every stinking day.
Yeah, but he's got four Zeppelin songs to fill every couple minutes,
true,
too, so that helps.
True.
But still, I thought of Steve. I was going to walk down and say, how the hell do you do that? Sit here by yourself with a gun in your mouth. Hey, Craig, how you doing today?
I assume great.
Yeah, okay. You haven't checked yet?
A little too early to make that decision?
I'm not going to go with anything.
I'm with you.
Things could change. So far, I'm going to assume that this is a great day, mm-hmm, considering I was propelled out of bed with rainbows shooting out of my ass.
Damn right. Right. That's always good.
That's great. It really is.
Is that 4 or 5 days a week?
Usually? Yes.
Okay, good. All right.
4 or 5, whatever.
How do your Packers play this weekend?
Damn.
What? Come on. It's your team. You got to root for your team.
You do have to root for your
team. Without a quarterback or with a quarterback?
You have to, no matter what.
All right.
I know your team has gone through that before. Not recently.
Well, yeah, he was out for 7 weeks for playing with a girl in the bathroom once, yeah.
No, but he's been hurt before.
Oh, he's definitely been hurt.
Oh, the motorcycle.
Oh, yeah, he's been out. He's been out. Oh, yeah.
But you had Charlie Biatch.
We did have Charlie Biatch.
Is he still around? You got his number?
Charlie's
he probably still is.
We can call him.
Now he works for a local broadcaster. I think he's a TV guy.
Yeah. But is he staying in shape?
Charlie Biatch
is ready.
Yeah, because we could get his number to the Packers. I mean,
I love
let's make
Charlie
a call.
Charlie Biatch. I love calling him that. I love Charlie Biatch, man. He was great.
And am I the only one that, picturing rainbows coming out of Craig's ass?
No,
they're in black and white.
You should be the only one.
They're in black and white.
Black
and white rainbows.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a foreign film.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
I don't think it's technically a rainbow if it's black and white.
That's exactly what I'm saying. They're Craig's rainbows.
It's a real rainbow.
Yeah, we've been saying that he's been shooting out. You never hear this earlier, but that's how he gets out of bed, rainbow shooting out his ass. Mm-hmm. He tries to keep Todd and me on the up. He's our sunshine sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And we'll get in the downer.
Absolutely.
We'll get in the downer mood right away because we're just feeding off each other's down. And then Craig walks in with rainbows at his ass and smile, man.
Yes. That's me, Mr. Happy.
Well, realize how low the bar is around here to be Mr. Happy.
Exactly. And that's really low.
I mean, it doesn't take much.
Mr. Happy.
Mr. Happy.
All right.
I like it, Craig.
All right. We are celebrating National Pizza Month.
Now that's a
celebration.
You could have started that in October.
It is a Friday.
October 1st.
Every month.
I love pizza. Mm.
We need some pizza this morning.
Hog wild, man. Tony, pick up some pizza.
You don't mind.
Bring us some pizza.
He loves that bit.
And some Amigos Ranch.
He's been stabbing hogs since 3 in the morning. And we say, hey, well, you're coming in. Grab some pizza for us.
Son of a bitch. You know, he's just throwing stuff down.
Or just whip up like a brisket pizza or something.
Just pizza.
Or pulled pork or something. Just throw it on a pizza for us.
No, I want Italian sausage, some fennel.
Original crust.
On the way in.
I like the pan.
Don't take your big deal.
Can we get two? We get one original and one pan.
Yeah, that's true.
Hog Wild does not serve pizza. Next.
No. You know somebody's going to go up there. Somebody's going to ask for it.
It would be a lot cooler if they did.
I guess it would be a lot cooler if they did.
Hey. They're a fine sponsor, and Tony gets mad.
What puss?
By the way, also, his Cubbies lost last night.
Yeah.
And he's an original. He owned a bar in Wrigleyville, so I'll give him credit. He's a true Cub fan, not the bandwagon I tweeted out earlier.
Okay, but is he a real fan?
Well, he actually...
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
He's a Cub fan.
Yeah.
Well, he grew up right there.
Yes.
So.
But he wasn't too concerned with whether or not they were going to win this year.
He had told me since they already won, he was like most Cub fans, oh, we already won.
Yeah. What's up with that?
I don't get that either.
I guess that is used to being beat down for 100 years.
I think you're right, because I think the Cub fan I know back east, been a Cub fan his whole life, one of my best friends. I gave him crap already this morning. But he was giving me crap because they're loaded. And after they won last year, he goes, good luck. We're going to win 5. Not in a row, but I said, no, that's baseball. You know baseball. He knows baseball. And teams break up. Look at the Royals.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know? Now they have the money the Cubs
have.
Happens
fast, yeah.
Yeah.
But the Cubs lost and the Ricketts lost. Mm-hmm. They're the owners of the Cubs, by the way. And one of the
PD class.
One of the idiot brothers runs a state here, so we got to put up with that.
You know, when Tony does walk in, though, his rainbows are in color.
He'll
be happy today.
Yeah. Until he hears us talking about pick up some pizza.
Did you say
thin
happy
crust.
Or hungover?
Thin crust.
Yeah.
Thin crust.
And the Chiefs lost too.
Some lavash, maybe.
Yeah, we are a bad hometown radio show, aren't we?
Yes,
we really are.
Yeah, we just root against everybody.
I don't mean bad. I just mean we root against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Me and Todd are not Husker fans for 25 years. Now, granted, you can hear us all across the country, which is cool, but we are based in Omaha, Nebraska. We've rooted and there's a lot of Cub fans in the area. Screw you, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We just hate everybody.
Yeah.
We're the worst.
Anything in this area, I just do not like.
I know. You grew up here.
I grew up here.
No, I've been here long enough.
I don't like anything in this area.
I'm not really, you know, I'm pretty much here. I'm here now. It's been almost 26 years now I've lived here, so. But you're right. That's the funny part. We're not your rah-rah local show, and I appreciate the fans getting that.
Yeah.
They don't like anybody. Especially my teams. We're on in Wichita. That is in Kansas. We hate the Chiefs.
Appropriately.
Appropriately. But people understand that because it's sports. I hope you understand that because it's sports.
It's not personal. Unless you're a Chiefs fan.
Denver Bronco fan, Petey Mack. Right.
And Lindog.
And Lindog, yeah. Denver Bronco fan, Lindog. I mean, we laugh.
Just get booed.
Just get a booed.
Boo. Researchers at Michigan State University say that they are close to developing a pill for male birth control.
By the way, you knew who went there? Charlie Biatch.
Yeah, Biatch.
And Michigan State Spartan.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow. Channeling Todd.
I know. I don't like that. I do not like that because I don't know where a lot of the guys on my team went to college.
I might throw the challenge flag.
And I should not know that.
One.
Am I right, Puss?
I might throw the challenge flag on that one.
Oh, maybe we might be one of the directional schools.
Eastern Michigan.
Might have been one of the directional schools. You're right.
Michigan.
You're right, Petey. I could be wrong.
He is throwing the flag.
Directional school, right?
Eastern Michigan.
Damn it.
I'm just going to head home.
All right. Well, by the way, once again, I'm not good at it. I hate that game.
That is Todd's game.
I hate that game, and I suck at it, so screw that game.
That is Todd's game. Nice try, though. And
Petey has not charged a timeout.
No, he's not. He is not. So male birth control would be off the shelves. And by the way, Republicans would vote for it, too. They'd vote for it to be funded for men. except for the religious right. Oh, they would. They don't care about chicks. There's a memo released. I read this there. It was a memo released by the Trump administration. Well, leaked that one of their deals was they wanted women just to abstain. That was their birth control.
Yeah. That works.
Yeah. But it's not. People have sex, and it's not protecting women.
They do.
Yeah. The old the old white man and the old guard there don't want to protect women. They don't care.
I'm sorry, Craig.
Thank you.
So what's it do to you? What's the after effects? Are you bloated and bitchy?
Yeah.
You're moaning.
Your feet swell up.
Some of you ladies get that. Like,
your feet swell up. You're like,
your heels don't fit.
Yeah, exactly. You're just all pissed off.
Cigarettes get longer.
Yeah, it's all the stuff that women put up with.
Start retaining.
Now they're
water.
Just working on this for mice so far. They're studying gene editing technology on mice. They've discovered how to block the gene controlling sperm production. It is a first step toward finding ways that it could be done in humans.
All right. That's the future.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And propel us forward. It's good.
But are you going to trust?
As Obama said yesterday, I don't care anymore. Because I'm not going to get anybody pregnant.
Are you going to trust every guy that tells you that they're on birth control, though?
I never did.
See, that's the trouble.
Girl, I'm on the pill, girl.
See, pill, are you going to believe that?
Yeah, you're not going to believe
not
that.
Not that.
No, you're not going to believe that. No, you're not going to believe
not
that.
Not random black guy.
Yeah,
not.
Yeah, you're not going to
well,
believe
that's not fair.
I'm not even Tony.
I know it's not.
He's not random.
I wouldn't have believed me. In my 20s, I wouldn't have believed me either. You're right.
And that's the trouble with the male birth control pill.
I wouldn't. I might use the word girl, but I wouldn't say it like Tony.
You got
hey,
no
girl,
reason I'm to fine. Believe the guy.
Girl, I had my cycle last week, girl. I'm good, girl.
let me get your car and some of that rent money.
Yeah, see, that's a giveaway when you mention your cycle.
And the guy's got like he's got that round pill case. We've all seen it in the back where his skull sits usually.
Little round pocket.
Yeah.
You see each bump for each day.
No, you're right. I'm not gonna
trust that.
Trust that. But it's a nice option for a guy that doesn't want to knock anybody up.
Yeah.
Accidentally or otherwise. Because the woman could say, I'm on the pill. Well, you might not trust her, but you know you're not going to get her pregnant because you're on the pill.
Right.
And both your feet are swollen and you can't walk.
Right. And since we aren't famous and rich,
right,
they don't necessarily want our demon seed.
Yeah.
So they are more likely to say to be telling the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I ain't having your kid.
There's birth control going on.
I ain't having your kid. Right.
Right. Your demon seed.
Wow. So good. Good for Eastern Michigan, home of Charlie Biatch. Actually, it's Michigan State. Right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, this was Michigan State on this.
Charlie Biatch.
That's hilarious.
I wish he was still playing. We could say that.
Yeah, the color, right? I think they're both green.
Yeah, they are green. They're both green, yeah.
I just can't imagine if you're at a party someplace. Oh, what do? I try to make mice not reproduce. Yeah. I try to kill their sperm.
Yeah. There
well,
you go.
I don't know if you're even at a party if that's what you're doing. You're at the library.
Yeah.
I don't think you're partying. If that's your job, you might be at a brunch, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. That's about it.
Yeah, you're not partying.
I don't see you out dancing at the club. That's your gig.
Or you may just want to drink.
I don't know if you're rocking.
Mice.
Well, and
yeah,
I'm guessing beyond that, you don't even get the invitation to the party because you're probably not that fun to hang out with.
It's a geek party. It's a geek party. Yeah. It's a geek party.
Unless you bring the mice they do tricks to the party.
Like they bang.
Like teach mice to pull out. Well, check it out.
Or put them in a circus.
You can't tell. But
I
was thinking more of circus mice than porn mice.
Well, that's on me then. That's on me.
Circus mice are more fun.
Porn mice. Yeah. I love that.
Backflips, pulling out. Yeah, I'd watch them both.
Pull out and turn to the left.
It's got to start somewhere. We're moving forward. Like Obama said yesterday, we're in the 21st century, right?
Prove it.
We're not in the 19th century.
We are.
Yeah.
And this got really far off the rails really quick.
Yeah, it did.
Good news is.
What is good news?
You know, we always have good news. We like to feature good news.
Oh, Rainbow Evans.
We feature it. I love that. That's a meeting we were in.
We're featuring good news.
Good news on the 13s.
Yeah, it is a 13.
Yeah. Good news. The hurricane relief effort in Puerto Rico, 10 out of 10.
Who gave himself a, who gave a Trump administration a 10?
Trump.
That's
right.
He would know.
He would know. Thank
who
you,
Who are
Petey.
We to judge his
Unbelievable.
Effort?
Unbelievable this guy is.
Right?
This guy.
Yes.
This guy.
Yeah.
This
effing
guy.
Effing guy.
Exactly. That's my kind guy. Way of, yeah. In the future, I'm just going to refer to him as this effing guy. You ain't paying attention. That's
10
all I'm going to say.
10 out of 10 on the relief efforts
Snowflakes
in
relax.
Puerto
you
Rico.
Paying
tremendous efforts.
So that's good.
Petra really good paper towels.
Rico.
Yes. The president praised the tenacity and spirit of the Puerto Rican people.
Sure.
There's a guy drinking glowing water in Puerto Rico saying, yeah, this is a 10.
Mm. Glowing 10 brown. For you. Yeah.
Glowing brown. Right.
Yeah, yeah. He says Hurricane Maria was an unprecedented storm.
He's swallowing tumors right now.
Yeah.
Not a tumor. The governor thanked Trump for federal assistance. And
he has to because he doesn't do that. It's going to stop.
Then right? said much exactly. more needs to be done, yeah, but he kind of whispered that off as an aside. Maria's
like,
a catastrophic right. storm.
I don't expect much from him, but the rest of y'all want to help.
Gave himself a 10. We're doing great.
10 out of 10. So that's good. I didn't know. I didn't know either. I didn't realize.
I would have graded him a little lower than that, but, you know, whatever.
But what do you know? You're not over there.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Yeah, the governor from Puerto Rico doesn't say Puerto Rico
Did he say? No, he doesn't. Nobody talks like that. That's like he was trying to make fun of New York accents. It was horrible. Kind of racist. Did he call him the, I met the president of Puerto Rico, which is you, by the way, mm-hmm. like the U.S. Virgin Islands. You're the president of the Virgin Islands.
He didn't mention it quite like that.
Yeah.
He did not.
This effing guy.
I like that.
Apparently it's going to be a warmer than average winter. Todd's not here.
Oh yeah.
Well, that means the story.
He's listening on the podcast.
It means the story's going to end quicker. That's all it means. I don't mind hearing the story. It's the dwelling on it. I don't like dwelling on the weather.
It's going to be a warmer than average winter for most of the country.
Because you indulge in the piss
outlook.
Me off. I know you.
Yeah.
I've known you a long time.
Exactly.
You're not even interested.
What does this mean for the barometric pressure?
Shut up. Yeah. Both you guys do this dick move.
Has it got any snow totals projected?
Is this El Nino
and
Petey's
usually not here, and he pisses me off now, too.
what's the dew point?
Hey, you don't even start.
The National Weather Service
I know you
predicted
don't
that most of the country will likely see a warmer than average winter, but... the odds are greatest for states in the Southwest, Deep South, and New England areas. In the Pacific Northwest and the extreme Northern Plains.
That's us.
People
well, we're
will,
not extreme Northern
Plains. Not extreme Northern Plains.
We're in the heart.
People will likely see cooler than normal temperatures this winter.
What about us?
If the forecast comes to pass, it'll be the third straight winter of mild temperatures. Yeah. I guess we'll be about average.
Okay, whatever.
That's some good stuff. So in the South, it's going to be warmer than in the North.
In the winter, too. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Average winter temperatures, absolutely.
That's good.
Will be warmer than normal in the South, cooler than normal in the North.
Now, this should be the point where Todd would start talking, and we'd have to spend another 10 minutes on weather.
Yeah, and we don't have that many stories.
Then he'd get mad at me because I told him to shut up.
Then sometimes he drifts when he talks about the Weather Channel girls.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sometimes
he
drifts on those.
That's fine.
Well, they're hot.
Well,
Some of them.
But he knows their names, where they went to school, and we don't know who they are.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of Googling going on there.
Oh, he starts to hear him typing right now.
Yeah, the only name I can remember from over there, besides Cantore, I guess, is Jennifer Lopez.
That's right. Her name was Jennifer Lopez.
And that's the only reason I can remember it. Because it's not Jennifer Lopez. Yeah,
yeah. And you know where she's from?
Puerto Rico.
From
the block.
She's from the block.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
She's still from the block.
She is. Mariah Carey, the latest celebrity to be targeted by burglars. They broke into her Los Angeles mansion.
Man, how do you?
She and her two kids were in New York. Now, get this.
Oh, got it.
This is rich. This is exceedingly rich people here.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, you're burglarized. You are violated. Of course, all that stuff.
Probably was Nick Cannon. But go ahead. Probably give back some of his stuff. Trying to get back some of his stuff.
All right. The thieves got away with a couple of handbags and sunglasses.
And normally, moment. If you went to somebody's normal house, you would not steal those three things because that'd be worth $60 maybe on the street.
That's chicks.
50,000.
Oh, my God.
Two handbags and a pair of sunglasses.
In the morning.
That's a Beck song, right? Yeah. I got two handbags and a pair of
Now, he did that when I saw him opening up for you, too.
Did he?
Yeah, two handbags and a pair of sunglasses.
I do like that song.
Where it's at.
Closed with that.
That's
too bad for her.
You know what? If they burglarized it, if you're in there and you know you're going to be in there for a while, aren't you getting more? Aren't you filling that?
Yeah,
those things with more because you're risking jail time. Yeah. $50,000 is a decent amount of money. I'm not arguing that, but if you have handbags, you actually have stuff to carry things in.
Yeah,
so throw some jewelry in there.
You would think,
maybe that stuff was just laying out
and some panties.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'll be.
Yeah. For other reasons.
Yeah, any nude selfies of her too?
Yeah.
Take those.
They just lie around the house.
You guys don't do that? I do that in case somebody burglarizes.
She's got kids running around.
Check me out.
Mom, I don't want to see any more new children.
Burglar season, they'd be like, this dude's weird, man. Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Be careful when you're robbing places out of Alabama. The Limestone County Sheriff's deputies say that James White.
Alabama's going down.
No, I always forget about that.
I'm
not offended by that like other people are.
I hate it too, but
I don't.
I play it all the time.
That's hilarious.
I don't. Alabama.
Alabama's going down.
I'm amused by that.
I'm with you, Craig.
Wait till
Plus, less so.
If they actually lose this year, I'll play it again a bunch.
But. The only reason I hate it is because it gets stuck in my head.
Alabama's going down!
Not helping. Not helping.
The other day I was walking around the house and I heard, you know, on the news something about Alabama.
Alabama's going down!
That's exactly what I heard in my head.
That's right.
I don't have a problem with that. So the deputies say that James White robbed a home back in March, and then the homeowner confronted him. So the guy threw up.
Was that
nervous? The DNA testing on the vomit.
He was that nervous? He threw up?
Yes.
He was robbing a house?
Yeah, so they did the DNA testing on the vomit,
vomit.
Went over to James White's house and picked him up.
Man.
Wow. Man. He still had the vomit around his mouth.
I know.
What me?
When I get there, you
know, he's still had chunks in his beard. He's from Alabama. He had a beard.
Well, I'm just watching TV.
There's puke on your beard, sir. Oh, sorry. Okay, you got me.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.